need a big weekend. Everybody's working for the weekend. Oh, shake off my blues when you put on the shoes. We got some money to spend tonight.
You know what that means. It means it's time for some happy news. We love talking to Jonathan Toman, manager of Peak Radar for the Cultural Office of the Pikes Peak Region. Because, Jonathan, when we talk to you, we know it's Friday. And we know we can have some fun over the weekend. So
these are both good things.
They are very good things. I don't know about you, Jonathan. It's been a week. So I'm looking forward to some fun events.
Yes. Yes, for sure. It's when the weekend is here, it's always like, yes.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, it's a good week. It's a good weekend next couple of days for a variety of events. We've got six very, very distinct things to talk about here real quick. First off, tonight at the Black Forest Community Center, they're presenting the band Thunder and Rain. They blend their favorite elements of bluegrass, country, pop, and alt-rock to cultivate their own take on the American roots music tradition. They're a four-piece band, and it also is going to be a fun event because the Black Rose Acoustic Society, which hosts the event, is celebrating its 25th anniversary.
Wow.
So that's tonight at 7 up in Black Forest. Earth Day was Monday, but the Colorado Wolf and Wildlife Center is celebrating tomorrow. From 9 to 11 a.m., they'll have face painting, scavenger hunt, and tons of other Earth Day fun. And all, obviously, of course, the interactions and fun stuff that they do with wolves up in Divide.
Absolutely.
So if you haven't been up there, a good opportunity to go see that.
Yes.
YMCAs across the Pikes Peak region have Healthy Kids Day tomorrow from 9 a.m. to noon. And a free community event that inspires kids and parents to stay physically and intellectually active all summer long. So the different locations across the region will have games, arts and crafts, demonstrations, and classes to motivate and teach families how to develop healthy routines at home now that folks are starting to think about summer all
yes.
of a sudden.
Yes, yeah. Come summer, yes.
Yeah, right. Library 21C is hosting an event called Mountain of Authors tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m., where the public and local authors can network. You can come and listen to notable authors and learn about the craft of writing and trends in publishing. Mm. So there will be panels, library writing and publishing resources, and a keynote speech from a New York Times bestselling author as well.
Wow.
And then the last two, Taste of Pikes Peak is at the Broadmoor World Arena on Sunday from noon to 3:30 p.m.
So fun.
By the Colorado Restaurant Association Pikes Peak chapter. There will be over 80 local restaurants and vendors, as well as a live chef's competition and craft cocktail competition. So if you're feeling like a foodie, Sunday is a good time to check that out. And then lastly, Bad Dates, a new play at the Colorado Springs Fine Arts Center, opens today and runs through May 19th. Quick description there, restaurant manager and shoe connoisseur Haley Walker is finally ready to re-enter the dating world. From the privacy of her bedroom, she relates a series of hilarious tales while preparing for and recovering from one dreadful date after another.
Sounds funny.
So.
Yeah.
Yes. And I think they had to, it's seen great success, and they had to add another week to the run, actually.
So well, good for them. That's fantastic.
Because they're going quick. But, a good variety, so hopefully something there will have wet your whistle.
And, of course, Jonathan, as we know, you can only have time to list a few, but there are a lot more events, and people can find out more info on your website, right?
Yep, peakradar.com is the place to go for anything and everything you might want to do.
In the Pikes Peak region. We like it.
Absolutely.
Jonathan, you have a fantastic weekend. Always great talking with you, and we'll talk with you next Friday.
You too, Renee. Thanks so much.
7:42 now at KRDO's Morning News.